Informal Discussions with the Jan Suchin in Bangsai, Thailand, November 2019. Recorded by Vincent, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Week 2, Vincent.
Because when we talk about realities, it seems like we are realities. Right? Usually we take reality for I, so there is doubt. But doubt is a reality.
Yes.
We have to be so very confident that nothing is permanent, even that we take for this or that. Without the enlightenment of the Buddha, no one can discover the truth that actually is seen when it's touched, mm-hmm. impeachment, and no one can stop the arising of all realities at all. That arises because of conditions to be nama, such nama, and the other is conditioned to arise to be such rupa. See, we don't take anyone for self. We have to come to the truth little by little by the words of the Buddha, that all we are studying now is beyond anyone's, everyone's control. No one can control it at all. Whatever is, whatever has arisen, what are conditions must be conditioned for such reality which is now appearing. By this way, we can understand that there is ignorance of everything from moment one is born until death. Not understanding the truth of anything which is now appearing at all. But the truth is the truth. It's not in anyone's control. I like it not to arise. I don't like it to be conditioned. I don't like to have it arise at all. Impossible. Because they are conditioned like the earth and the fire and the wind and the, on the ground and everywhere. See? So when we talk about ignorance, what is ignorance? Now there are so many things appearing, but no understanding any reality at all, because they appear as something, always something, mm-hmm. the tree, the road, the car, and so on, mm-hmm. because of ignorance. And when there is something appears with ignorance, not knowing the truth, and actually there's nothing, because everything is arisen and fallen away, it's mistaken, never to return at all. So, if there is such understanding, there is no attachment to it.
Mm-hmm.
But because of ignorance, attachment is conditioned to arise, not under anyone's control.
Mm-hmm.
We begin to see very vaguely, not clearly, that there, why there is attachment. Attachment is real. No one cannot have it not to arise at all. It is conditioned. Whenever it arises, it is attached immediately. Not under anyone's control. So ignorance, condition, attachment. And when there is attachment, it keeps on working its way. Not to keep still, don't do anything, but just try to find, to get whatever the light brings about at that moment. That's why, that as long as it's ignorance and attachment, there must be the seek for things in life. And life's keep on, because not anyone is there. It's the moment is conditioned by many conditions that keep on going because of ignorance and attachment.
Mm-hmm. Ajahn, when we say because of ignorance and attachment, can we also say the illusion is also because...
Illusion is another word for avijja, ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And when there is illusion, there is attachment to such illusion.
Right. And the illusion, one of the reasons there are illusions is because
ignorance.
Dharma arises and passes away so fast and arises again immediately.
What we call it, Dharma or anything, it is real.
Right.
That's we are becoming to understand what is real and what is the absolute reality and how it is for noble truths, because no one can see that. Just to arise and falls away, and actually there's no more again. It's only the way it appears, that's all. It's the way ignorance cannot understand its way, and it's the way that attachment is conditioned to like it, see?
Mm-hmm.
To keep on going by conditions.
Mm-hmm.
When we use the word by condition, we understand everything, even how attachment be the cause of the to know, to understand the truth is understanding one's own ignorance, because actually there's no one. So ignorance is not away, far from us. It's all the goal for us.
Yeah, John made a comment about, because there's attachment to becoming, and that's why there's a basis for dukkha.
And what is becoming? See? No one. Only different realities that no one can do anything at all, because it has its own way or truth.
Mm-hmm.
So when we study the words of the teachings, we understand we are studying the truth of everything, which one cannot realize by oneself except the words of the Buddha. That's why the second noble truth, that's why the second refuge is Dhamma.
Mm-hmm.
To be away from the flood of ignorance and the flood of dukkha and the flood of attachment and all of Muslim and also Muslim. As long as it is Muslim, it can condition moments of realities on and on, as well as the Kusala, mm-hmm. until it has the condition to be Kusala, the cause anymore. Whatever it is, the condition must be Kriya, that cannot give birth to anything. The self or the I is the hinder even to understand the truth. So very deeply, because only even one has become the anagami, it still has the kilesa, latent tendency, and asava.
Right.
How deep it is.
Well, speaking of asava, Roti asked John a question. Roti asked about this animal has ditti.
Because you take it for end, but it's ignorance, attachment, and dhamma, kusala and akusala, and kriya, animal says, and so on. So we use animal just to state, to identify the state of being, only then.
Roti meant animal, the animal itself, can dog, has ditti arise.
Ignorance and the self just think about everything. But if there is understanding on and on and on, it can see that it's useless to think about that at all. When we talk about reality, we don't talk about anyone, no matter human being, animal, or deva, or Aruba Brahma. We don't talk about that. We just talk about the state of realities. What state? What level? When we talk about seeing even of the Buddha, seeing of a cat, seeing of anyone, seeing is seeing, because we talk about the absolute truth. That cannot be changed. It has to be 100/7, and it depends on how many anusaya is there, and asya anusaya, the collection, the accumulation of wholesome and unwholesome. No one there. But we used to think it of, I have doubt. See, not understanding doubt is just a reality which no one can stop. It's arising. It keeps on doubting when it arises. What else should we know? Only no self, no one, until it's absolutely, completely eradicated.
Also, for the information, because Roti asked John a question, so John replied on the DSG. John think the animal does not have ditti because they don't have the capability to formulate a view. Just like a little kid. But for anusaya, for sure. Anusaya, that's for sure. But just for the arising in the mind door.
Because you see that when people think about ditti, we think about only gross albedo, not the latent or the very fine. For example, while one It's a baby. That's the baby see. That's the baby life. Is there any? Even we don't talk about it, it's me.
Mm.
The Sakka Yatiti.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, who knows the Sakka Yatiti? At the moment of it is as Asva, Titasva, who knows? If there's none at all, then we can say that Titi does not arise. But when we ask a baby or a child, who's this? Who knows?
There must be Asava in the sense doors.
You don't have to think about it either, because what's the use? As even when one is not a baby, one is grown up people, one just cannot understand it because it doesn't appear. And try to think about it, what is the useless? But to know that whenever Pusa arises, there's not any level of a Pusa can arise with that moment. Do we know whether it arises or falls away in split seconds? Whether there is idea of some eye there? See, even while we are talking, if we don't know the Asava, how can we say that there is no Tipasava? Because it arises in between many Kusala moments. So Kusala even does not appear. Even Kusala does not appear. How can we understand that which arises among the Kusala? See? That's the I thinking all the time.
Right.
Not the understanding that actually there's no I. And it can be the regular experience, but not by doubt, or try the I to make it, or try the I to insert it all the time, by hearing, so on. That's why it's very important for anyone who listens to the teachers to understand the right way to listen. Because when one hears the Vadeva, he'll say to understand what is that, how can it be like that? What about the Deva? How do they dress? Do they use the same language? And so on. See, what's the use? And is it worthy enough to talk about it? But since even right now, this moment, not that moment thinking of Deva, there's no understanding of this moment. So what should be the first question?
Yes. If it's not this moment, then it's not.
It brings away all day, never to make any moment to get closer to the truth. And is it the thing to do, or is it very dangerous not seeing it as a hinder of understanding it? With more and more I would like very much to understand. I would like to understand. One is enslaved to the yoga all day when there's no understanding.
Tadao was talking about something a little bit high level on the DSG. So Nina replied to him. She quotes some of your words. She said, Ajahn one time remind us, it doesn't make sense if we don't even know what is there now. See it now, if we don't even know.
It's another thing because we lost moments to realize the truth.
Just thinking, just thinking.
From morning up to night, to the end of the day.
Right.
When there's no understanding, even just by thinking, considering, always forget the truth.
Right.
Until we hear the words again, that's why there should be more talking about the truth.
Right. So Nina was helping people to remind people that Pariyatti has to be now, has to be at this moment. It's not just on a book.
Otherwise, how can the right titi and the right sati can arise without these moment as conditions,
right,
which will condition the unexpected moment for anything to arise by conditions?
So I shared Nina's reply to Tadao to people in Taiwan. I just shared that last night. So some people never thought about that. They never thought about intellectual understanding is related at this moment.
Just like that is, I think the word of Buddha's habit, just the very deep light, little by little. To know that we are about ignorance, understanding whatever it is. Can hinder the way one lives because one takes one's own idea. So very important to change the truth, to understand the truth. Mm. That's why we have to understand Anguṣara, many, many chaitasika, Loma, Antiti, and Mana, see, great hindrances. Somebody don't try to understand the teachings at all because they think that they should enjoy life as much before they die. See, this is by tanha. It's with titi, which is different from my titi. I cannot take, make it, I cannot have it because it's against my thinking. See, and my mana is so proud about myself.
Right. Also, some emotional rely on the God. There's an eternal God. They emotionally just take the God as a real refugee. And they feel better when they have someone to rely on.
Not one's own. So it's useless. Because when it's not one's own, what even person can rely on that if it's not one's own?
Akusala Kammapata, and we know by way of wrong view, you've got things like people who don't believe in cause and effect, etc., those three different types of wrong view that can be Akusala Kammapata. But on the weekend at the foundation, Tanajan, we were talking about people who talk about meditation practices that were not in accordance with the Buddha's teachings. And we were wondering if that could be wrong view at the level of Akusala Kammapata. I think Vincent was there too, so if there are any questions, you can ask him. But I'm interested to know what you think about that.
I think that we try very much and sometimes too much to understand the different levels of Akusala, but now, is there any understanding of that which is not self as rupa or nama? Because we think of the word a lot and it hinders. When we do not have the right way to study the teachings, sutta, one will take the words as I, Buddha like told us to do this and that, and I do this and that. Not understanding actually there's no I at all. Even doubt is there, unknown. So I am doubting, see. And how long will it take for one to have the understanding of, it is the understanding of this moment as not self, as much as one can have conditions. And if the conditions is always doubt about this and doubt about that and doubt about that every day, how can there be moment of understanding actually that now whatever appears is that which knows or that which is its characteristic which cannot know anything? So I think that instead of trying to pinpoint and to try to be the one who knows the demarcation between the level of Akusala, because it just arises and falls away in split seconds, and not yet the understanding of it as not self because it's not there. It depends on samasati to arise by conditions and to experience that and get the understanding very little from moment to moment to really understand the characteristic as not self, not just what level it is at that moment. See? So I think that if you just think about this, how can there be moment that can be conditioned by the very firm confidence on now as not self? So I don't urge anyone to try different way to look at this book or that book, or take the whole half day or the whole day to think about that. But to know that life is so short, it can be ended now or this evening or tomorrow. What is the best thing in life? To keep on doubting, just wanting the self, just wanting to know about this and that, well, whatever appears no interest to understand it all. So what is the right way to study the teachings? Try to have people told you at that level or this level, well, it's not your own understanding. But when your own understanding, you know that it's useless to try to examine or know what is that